I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
Three, let's make two, sure that we do 19. One, and we're live.
We cannot.
Green D, Signs in Sports
there's podcast. That right there, you can use. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. This is obviously, as everybody knows, since it is SummerSlam, the biggest party of the summer, this is the Mia Made It podcast. I am DIG, the D to the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. And of course, here with me, I have Mia Made It. Mia, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the show. And we are officially on time, at least, you know. I guess that's not even what I meant, because we're not technically on time, but what I meant is that we're on time for SummerSlam, the biggest party of the summer. We're here, we're recording, you guys are going to be here with us very soon, here in about an hour, but welcome back to the show. And before we do get back into anything, we are obviously word from our sponsors, the 3DFFL coming soon, guys. We filled up our $25 fantasy football league. We have 5 spots left in our $100 fantasy league. If you are interested in fantasy football, those 5 spots that are left in the $100 fantasy league, they get covered for 20 weeks on the podcast. You also get added into a community with about 60, 70 people from all around the country. And we even got some people from Canada. So shout out to Canada as well. Brand new album dropping December 31st, 2026. DIG. You guys go follow my Spotify. DIG. DIG. And that being said, welcome to. Is there anything else to plug? Do you have anything?
Mm-mm.
No? Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome back. This is SummerSlam. Where is the match card, Mia? You sent it to me?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull it up. One thing I want to talk about before we even get into SummerSlam is. You just said it before we went on air. Busted Open being acquired by the WWE. You said that you don't have any, you don't know who the Busted Open podcast is. Okay, I guess we can talk about it a little bit later. If not, I would probably do a whole show on it. Lot of split reactions about Busted Open being acquired by the WWE. Guys, You know what you guys know my opinion is probably not going to be the same as a lot of you guys. It's probably going to be a little bit different, but that's okay. And also, final thing before we get started, if my mic sounds a little bit off, I apologize. We are working through the process of getting our setup set up to do video podcasts for the 3DFFL. That will be the weekly podcast for 20 weeks in a row, so doing a lot of technical figure outs. So, Mia, SummerSlam, Minnesota, Minneapolis, right? Does anybody
one
know?
One of the two.
It does not say on here. 2 nights of cards, though. Tonight, we're covering night 1. Tomorrow morning, we will be covering night 2. Tell us who is on the night 1 card. Who are we going to talk about, and what matches can we expect for night number 1?
Okay, so the card for night 1, we have a 6-woman tag team match with Fatal Influence versus the Bella Twins, Nikki and Brie and Paige. Then we have Gunther versus Nick Aldis. Does that have any like special things to it?
No, I think Nick Aldis just being a part of the match is the stipulation for that one.
Then we have Brock Lesnar versus Obafemi in a Hell in a Cell match.
Then we have
a 6-man tag team match with the Usos. I got like really confused. And Jacob Fatu versus Solo Sikoa, LA Knight, and
Royce Keys.
Sorry, guys, I haven't been updated recently.
Brand new edition.
Then we have a match for the Women's World Championship with Liv Morgan defending her title against Io Sky. And then we have CM Punk versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Championship.
Overall, a good card. And we apologize for any rusty starts to this podcast, guys. It's been, what, 2 months since we've been on here? Probably. We apologize for that. I did record the podcast this last time, but June and July were crazy months.
Yeah.
You know, whether for whatever reasons they were, I know Mia had, you know, a really extremely busy June and July. It's been a couple, probably about 50, 60 days since we've been in the podcast to record together, you know, so it is going to be a little bit rusty. It is going to be a little bit kind of getting back into it. I've been a little bit more caught up. I've been watching through YouTube and stuff like that, so I know a little bit more about what's been happening. I don't know if you have. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so we do know what's going on. Now it's just knocking the rust off, getting back onto the podcast, and, you know, just doing our thing again. So 6 matches for night number one. 6 matches for night number two as well. So there's 12 and 12. Okay, so we have CM Punk versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Championship. We have Liv Morgan and Io Sky for the Women's World Championship. We have the Usos, Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso, along with Jacob Fatu, taking on Royce Keyes, LA Knight, and Solo Sikoa in a 6-man tag team match. Oba Femi and Brock Lesnar in a Hell in a Cell. Gunther versus Nick Aldis. Is this the official WWE match graphic?
I was just about to say, this is just one I found, but okay. I do think it's like...
I've been seeing a lot of different graphics that I imagine people did with AI, that the spelling's off, pictures are off, matches are wrong. So guys, if you're gonna make graphics for the cards, please, 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 PSA, public service announcement, do better, okay guys? Because who
is... I just sent you the actual ones.
Who is wildest, first of all? This... you guys are lucky we're kind of good at our jobs, because we got that. But Nick Aldis, Gunther, Fatal Influence, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, and Paige in a 6-woman tag team match. I cannot wait for night one. Night one is nothing but bangers. There's one match that I can imagine is going to be the match that we kind of bathroom break, you know what I mean? But, I mean, really, is it even? And then it's preference too. I mean, a lot of people could be excited about that match. I'm not gonna say it. It'll probably come out later in the podcast. I'll probably say it on accident. But Mia, what match do you want to talk about first?
We can talk about the Usos and LA Knight.
You see what I'm saying? It's a bathroom break. I'm sorry. No, I mean, I would imagine this match is gonna start the night off. But then again, there's rumors that Brock and Oba might main event night one of SummerSlam. So, I mean, I guess we'll go at the what we feel the importance is from, you know, from top to bottom. Starting with, let me pull up the right one. Starting with the Usos, Jacob Fatu, Royce Keyes, LA Knight, and Solo Sikoa. So first of all, guys, before we even get into that match, this is Saturday, August 1st, 5 p.m. Eastern, is when this is going down. This is SummerSlam live from Minnesota, and it is obviously on ESPN in the United States and Netflix internationally for anybody watching out of state internationally who might be listening. First match we're going to talk about, Solo Sikoa, LA Knight, Royce Keyes, the Usos, Jacob Fatu. Who's going to win? Who do you want to win? What do you think's going to happen? Mia, would you like to take it first? Do you want me to go first?
I can go first. Okay.
Let us know, who do you want to win? Who do you think's going to win? And what's going to happen?
This one's kind of easy for me because I haven't really been paying attention to this story. This one was kind of random for me when I saw it. It's simple. I'm going with the Usos and Jacob Fatu. That's my easy answer, just because obviously, you know, the Usos have years of experience together, and then easily could carry. Greatest tag team of all time. the match together, while Keys, LA Knight, and Solo Sikoa have really never worked together before. And maybe you don't know, they could be bumping heads the whole entire match. Like, that could affect the match. So I do believe it's going to be the Usos and Jacob Fatu who are going to win.
Plus, can you even trust Solo Sikoa?
Yeah.
Okay, so two things I want to talk about. Two what-ifs. Two hypotheticals. Two, I don't know if they're going to happen, but what if? Solo Sikoa. If or is there any chance that Solo Sikoa ends up being a double agent, ends up flipping and turning on LA Knight and Royce Keys? Or B, the one that obviously fans are clamoring for a little bit more, is Zilla, the hottest free agent on the market, does he make an appearance tonight? And does he come and help in any way? Or possibly night number two with Roman Reigns, but we'll talk about that again and we'll bring it up again. But does Zilla Fatu come and join the family? Does he join, or does Solo turn, or is this just a straight up regular 3v3 match that just goes with no distractions, no interruptions, and just ends up going and you get a winner unanimously?
Yeah.
LA Knight, I'm hearing, is getting a lot of traction for a main title opportunity.
Again?
Yeah, but seriously, this time is what I'm hearing. At least the tea leaves are saying it. So, I guess that being said, LA Knight, can he afford to lose this match if that is the case? And if he loses this match, what happens to that opportunity if... You know, if he does lose this match, how bad does that steamroll that momentum going for him? Because hearing on Busted Open, I've been hearing a lot about how LA Knight is, the IWC wants it. They want fresh blood in the title picture. LA Knight, obviously, people have been calling him for two, three, four.
Since the first time he showed up.
About, I don't even know how long he's been there. But that speaks to it even more, that he came in, was supposed to, you know, take over, was having some of the biggest pops, never happened. Now, if they are going that direction, obviously I think LA Knight takes it. The Usos are the greatest tag team of all time. You throw Jacob Fatu in there, you know, it makes them even more deadly. But are they bumping heads?
I was just about to bring that up.
They are not. Because
Jacob and Roman.
They are not always. They are not always on the same page. Especially with Jacob Fatu, he didn't really go through the whole process that Jimmy and Jay went through, where they had to figure out who the tribal chief was. Could that be something that gets in the way tonight? Yeah. I find it hard to see that LA. If I'm not mistaken, who is it that has history with Royce Keys? Is it Solo?
Honestly, I don't know who Royce Keys is.
He's the one that walked up to Solo backstage, said, "We need to remember who we are." Was that Jacob? I think it might have been Jacob Fatu. I'm not going to lie. I think you had the most simple outline for this match, and I think it's as simple as who is a better team, who's going to work better together, and who's not going to butt heads. And I think Royce Keys, LA Knight, Solo Sikoa are going to have a little bit more difficult of a time. I am going to leave the fact that I do think that this will hurt LA's chances if he does lose to get to a main title opportunity. But the Usos plus Jacob Fatu, I mean, that's going to be difficult for any team to beat. Even some of the most well-collected teams, much less a team that's thrown together. So I'm going to join you. I'm going to go the Usos and Fatu over Royce Keys, LA Knight, and Solo Sikoa. So the next match that we're going to talk about, and that I want to talk about because the rest of them are absolute bangers, is Fatal Influence versus Nikki, Brie, and Paige. So do you want to start this one off, or should I?
You can start it off.
All right. So this one, guys, this one's super easy for me. This one's very easy for me. I'm not going any other direction. I love Paige. I love the Bellas. But Fatal Influence, everybody knows how I feel about JC Jane. Both Mia and I have both stood up on this table for JC Jane in her corner. And then you throw her into a trio faction similar to Toxic Attraction. You make JC the face. A lot of people don't really buy into JC Jane yet. I disagree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think JC Jane very much has the potential to be a women's world champion. I think it's going to happen sooner than later that she's going to get a mid-card championship. I think she's on her way. I think Fallon Henley is a super future star. Lainey Reid is very much a serviceable piece for that faction. I think that Fatal Influence keep the rocket going, keep the momentum going. Do I know that they're going to win? No, because this kind of feels like they won't lose the championships here. Give the edge to the Bellas, you know, mm-hmm. So you build up the next tag team.
But they also just won them.
They also did just win them. So, in my opinion, make them as dominant as possible. It's not every day that you get a women's trio that works. You have one, run with it. So, I'm going Fatal Influence, and that one's pretty simple for me.
And for me, I do really love JC Jane. I love Fatal Influence. I was a big Toxic Attraction fan when I first started watching wrestling. And JC was always the one that kind of stood out to me out of all three of them. And I've always had very high hopes for her. And, like, I just saw a video that said when they came to SmackDown, that was SmackDown, that they haven't, like, somebody on the internet said, like, there hasn't been, like, that much of a pop for, like, a heel since heel Shawn Michaels when it came to JC Jane. Because they were just, like, booing her to the point they had to hire the mic.
Hey, I like hearing that. I mean, I'm not against that at all. Do me a favor real quick, Mia. Quick technical check in the middle of the podcast. This little button, I mean, not the button, the volume. Uh-huh. Is it low?
On mine?
Yeah. Is it low or is it up at a normal volume?
It's kind of low.
Yeah? Raise
yeah.
it. That might be what the issue with the microphone. Bring it to about more than halfway, about three
like
quarters.
In the middle?
More. Check 1, 2. Yeah.
There we
that's
go.
That's what it was. Okay. All right. Well, that being said, let me bring my microphone down right here. And then yours as well. Okay. Well, that sounds better already. Thank you, Mia. I appreciate that. You were saying.
I was talking
about remember.
Fatal Influence. And how...
Oh, JC Jane.
JC Jane.
HBK. So, there's some people who generate heat through the things they're told to say.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who generate heat just because they're not liked. And there's some people who generate heat because they just generate authentic heat. Because people just don't want to see them succeed for whatever reason it is. I feel like JC Jane's all three.
Yeah.
I feel like... She can cut a promo. She can say what they want her to say. People just genuinely don't like her. And she can make people not like her as a character. Which I think, I mean, you put her in her heel bag. And I think that's where she's supposed to be regardless. I would look forward to seeing a babyface run. Not sure how it would work because I think she's just a natural bad guy. But that being said, I love JC Jane. I think the potential's there. I think, like I said, Fallon Henley, I think she's a future superstar as well. She'll eventually break out into the doing her own thing, into the mid-card picture as well. But I cannot wait to see JC Jane with the United States Championship, even if that means that she has to take it off of Tiffany Stratton. Because, like I said, shoot Fatal Influence to the moon. I'm ready for it. I want to
yeah.
see it, and I look forward to it. That being said... Nothing that does not take away from the Bellas
mm-hmm.
and the job that they've done since they've been back, because I think you and I both sat here on this podcast and said they looked better than what a lot of people gave them credit for. They had a lot more, although they were making mistakes, they looked like they could hang with the newer girls, and I think they've done that to this point, you know. So extreme props to them. Paige as well. Obviously, Paige still has a very long time for her career, God willing. But you run up into a faction like Fatal Influence, I think it's very difficult to overcome the fact that you're just possibly in the wrong place, wrong time. But at the same time, it's possible that the WWE goes with the Bellas, gets them that win, and you know they move forward and they have a rematch with the tag team for the tag team championships, and then you keep it going like that. But I'm going Fatal Influence. What about you?
I am gonna be a little biased, and I'm gonna go with the Bellas and Paige. Only because it's another history thing.
I'm glad you're going the opposite side.
The Bellas and Paige have way more history than JC and Fatal Influence. I almost called them Toxic Attraction. And
same thing.
This is me being biased. Because ever since the Bellas came back, I've talked and praised them. And the same thing with Paige. I've liked Paige since the beginning. So I will be going with the Bellas and Paige, and I think they're gonna win, and I hope they're gonna win.
I'm glad you're going with the opposite side, because the first one, I mean, unfortunately, we kind of both agreed, and it was a very simple point, very very straightforward. This next matchup, I think, is gonna be very interesting. I think this is gonna be the one I'm gonna have the most fun talking about: Gunther versus Nick Aldis. So first of all, you and I sat up here and we talked about Nick Aldis possibly coming back a long time ago. It was like a long time ago. It was probably at least 6 to 8 episodes ago. So the fact that we're actually sitting here talking about it and talking about him being back and being back at SummerSlam against Gunther. Do you feel... or are you thinking the same thing could possibly happen that I'm thinking?
Well, I don't know what you're thinking.
Is obviously Gunther's a career killer. I mean, I say this every time Gunther has a match with anybody. So it's not that I've seen anything, heard anything, know anything any different than anybody else. But the fact that Gunther is the career killer, you have to at least ask the question. The story going on between Nick Aldis and Gunther right now is Nick Aldis's dream has been, I want to wrestle again. I want to have another match. I want to be a WWE superstar. Oh man, would it be an extreme disappointment for them to go out there and Gunther just completely, maybe not even obliterate Nick Aldis, that's also a possibility, but beat him, choke him out, make him pass out, ends the career. I don't know. Maybe even hurts him. I have no idea what direction they're going to go with it. I only started catching up about 3 weeks ago, so I'm not 100% in tune with how it even started. Do you have a little bit more insight on how this story started?
It
was the legal issues, right?
Do not, yeah.
Wanting, suing him over, Gunther got screwed at some point, in his opinion. But
Allegedly.
So, I mean, I personally think Nick Aldis has been one of the best GMs in modern wrestling history.
For sure.
Seeing him jump in the ring into an actual match makes him even more of a badass, in my opinion. Married to Mickie James also makes him a badass too. So, gotta throw that out there. What was that?
I dropped the block on the
floor. Okay. I was like, anytime Gunther's in a match, it's very, very hard for me to root against him. Everybody on this podcast knows, everybody listening knows exactly how I feel about Gunther at this point. Nick Aldis, I've never seen him wrestle. And even at that, I think he was, what, a Ring of Honor guy? A TNA guy?
Who?
Nick Aldis?
I think so, yes.
He was a TNA guy. This one's difficult for me to root against Nick Aldis because I would like to see him back in the ring.
But, like, I'll root for Nick Aldis, so you have no choice but to root for Gunther.
I think this one's pretty simple. I think Gunther's going to beat him. He's going to hurt him. And I think that... Career killer Gunther is gonna take a night off, and I think dream killer Gunther is gonna be in attendance for that fight tonight. And that's a very difficult mountain to climb for Nick Aldis. I will say that, but I'm going Gunther. I do think that it's hard for anybody to beat Gunther in a match, much less your current GM, you know. Yeah. So
I'm rooting for Nick Aldis. I also saw a video of him.
Shout out to you, Nick. I love you.
Getting really emotional when it came to talking about it, and then I felt it too, because I was like, dude, I'm an empath. So I will be going with Nick Aldis, even though I don't think he's going to win. Sometimes someone needs to have hope in him.
Yep.
Someone needs to. And if y'all haven't noticed, it happens a lot where Darren roots for the bad guys while I root for the good guys. The only bad guy I root for is Logan or Seth.
Guys, just because I'm right on this podcast more than you guys are does not make me a bad guy.
Right.
But chill. I'm just kidding. I vote with my heart just as often as anybody else on this podcast, but it might just be because she's prettier than the other one. So that being said, let's move on to the next one. You're going with Nick Aldis. I'm going with Gunther. That's three matches down. That's three matches to go. We got Liv versus Io Sky. We got Oba versus Brock Lesnar. And we got Cody Rhodes versus CM Punk. All three great matches. Because there's two title matches and one's a Hell in a Cell match, let's start with the Hell in a Cell match. Let's go Oba,
I was hoping you would Femi, say that.
And Brock freaking Lesnar. This match, okay. I could not wait for this match. I don't care what the build-up looked like. You know,
it's been crazy.
Has it been good?
Yeah, it's okay. Pure fights.
You see the 50-50 on social media every day. So you see the people who have enjoyed how it's been going. You've seen the people who obviously have an issue with how it's going, whatever. Them, we disregard them a little bit more because most of the time they probably don't like anything that's happening and they think they can fantasy book it better. If they do, by the way, GM mode series being revamped, being redone, we will pick that back up and we're going to pick it up on a live video broadcast in the Discord. Ask about the Discord, hit us up. Can't hit us up on Facebook anymore.
My Someone Facebook lost got their suspended, Facebook privileges. Guys. Someone was breaking the rules.
It's not my fault I work so hard. And that Mark Zuckerberg wants to see me fail. Okay? Because, first of all, Mark Zuckerberg, you have a podcast episode coming for you too. Because this isn't the first time you've done it. It's the second time you've done it. First time was with the music video. My bad that it got 10,000 views immediately. Like, that's my fault. I think I'm doing something wrong. Anyways. So, that being said, guys, let's just get back on course because Mia distracted me.
Didn't do anything.
Alright, Oba and Brock. This build-up could have been them just walking out and staring at each other for a minute every week. Yeah. I don't care. Put Brock and Oba in a Hell in a Cell match and let them go at it for 10-15 minutes, please, every day, and can I have some more? Right? So, now who's going to win this match is a different question.
I don't even.
There's so many possibilities of the routes they can take. So, first of all, let's put this out there. Brock Lesnar might, accolade-wise, might genuinely be the best wrestler ever. You know, the things that he's done. I mean, the Undertaker streak, overcoming that, conquering that, being the one to do it, that alone. You know, also a two-sport athlete, dominant at his weight class in both of them. ran a four, like 4.5 40 after tearing his eight. Brock Lesnar, you know, Oba Femi on the rise extremely right now. Yeah. He's like on a rocket, you know. And these are two guys. Obviously, Brock Lesnar had the whole Gunther match where everybody thought he retired. He didn't retire, but
yeah, that's crazy.
He was supposed to have retired and now he's back. Left like if he never retired. So
bro made up his mind.
I hate when I have realizations on the spot. Just
a lot of people have been saying this will be Brock's last match.
Why?
I don't know.
Because
why.
It's in Minnesota. And where is he from? He's from Minnesota, right?
That's what I've heard. I don't know.
Oh, no.
But they said that about his match with what's his name. He literally left his boots in the ring. Everybody was crying. Everyone was like, thank you, Brock. A whole thing just for him to show up the next Monday Night Raw.
Bro.
Like, he made up his mind.
That was in Minnesota, too, right? Bro changed his mind. That's hilarious. Oh, man. Brock Lesnar, please don't retire for a third time tonight, please. One of the biggest criticisms of the WWE is burying new talents for old talents. Here, what you're looking at is do you put Oba over and start surging him into mega stardom? Or, we've talked about it on the podcast before, is Oba a notch to add on to Brock Lesnar's belt? Meaning, is he somebody they were building for Brock Lesnar to ultimately beat to build that resume and then retire? I think that one's less likely.
Especially since Oba just showed up to the main roster. Like, when I went to my show just recently, first match, his first main roster match. So I don't think it would look too crazy if he beat a newbie in a Hell in a Cell match. For, like, someone who doesn't watch the WWE, they'd be like, oh, this nobody lost to Brock Lesnar in a Hell in a Cell match.
What if that,
like,
nobody beat Brock Lesnar? Then it makes him a star, right? Brock's. Yeah. Then it makes him a star. But I think one thing we can both agree on is that Oba is not being built like a normal guy.
Yeah.
Right? So for people who are tuned into it, I don't think it's a big enough payoff to have Brock beat Oba. I don't think it adds that much to his resume, like you said. Give me the absolute most physical match. Like, bring a cell wall down or something, or a piece of the cell, like, you know, because somebody gets speared through it. Like, give me just some absolute carnage and I'll be fine whichever way this goes. I personally don't care. I don't personally have a horse in either side of this match. Thus making it a little bit harder for me to pick, because I just want to see these two larger than life athletes go 15 minutes, you know, in a cell. Come on. Does somebody get busted open here?
I think so.
Shout out to Busted Open. But you don't think there's blood in this match? If ever there was a match to have blood in, I think they overused it a little bit the last few weeks. The blood, you know, unfortunately two of them weren't even supposed to have happened. Shout out to Lyra, who just had a freaking superstar performance after breaking her nose, and I'm pretty sure she passed out in the ring because of it. Me and my brother were contesting it. We don't know what happened. We don't know if she was just that good of an actor, but I'm pretty sure she passed out. And if she did and finished the match anyway, I'm sorry. How is she not Becky Lynch already? Oh, yeah. Probably because she's hurt, right? Is she gone? Or is she back on TV? Raw's the one on Netflix. That's the one I don't watch as often. She's gone? If she comes back and she's not the next Becky Lynch, I'll be appalled. But that being said, Raquel Rodriguez as well. Busted up the nose. Sol Ruka doing a moonsault off the top rope outside of the ring. Lands directly on her face. Busts up Raquel's nose. And shout out to your new Intercontinental Champion, Raquel Rodriguez.
Clocked it. Pray for days like these.
We're not talking about Gunther and all this no more. We're talking about Oba and Brock. Who wins? Who do you want to win? What do you think happens?
I think it's hard because, again, these are two big, big men.
Take your time. I just talked for like 10 minutes because I have no clue where I'm going.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I have no idea.
It's very obviously very two similar fighters. They're both very big, both very, you can say, loved by the crowd. Everybody, you know, everybody knows Brock Lesnar. Not sure. Loved, but yeah, everybody knows sure. Brock Lesnar. And Oba, since the day that he's came into WWE, even in NXT, he's been a superstar. I think, if I'm not mistaken, when he came into NXT, he got the title immediately and then kept getting the title. Like, every time it would go on to someone else, they'd lose it to Oba.
I remember that era.
Like, always. I think tonight, WWE is going to push Oba to be a superstar, and I think he's going to beat Brock. I just think it's going to be a match that has me, like, stressed, shaking.
I don't think it has to be. Not that point. That's a good point. But I don't think it has to be. But I would hope that if he is going to beat Brock Lesnar, that it is a physical match and that Brock puts a beating on him and then he beats him at the end type of thing. I hope it's not just like five big moves, like, you know, two clotheslines, you know, somebody gets speared twice and then like an F5. You know what I mean? Like, that's a typical like big man match. I don't want to see that. I want to see, like, even if it has to be smaller moves, like not so high impact moves, like make it smaller moves that they're going to beat each other up. Like, use a lot of slams. That's what I want to see. Yeah. I don't want to see Brock Lesnar suplex Oba 15 times in a row. You know what I mean? That's not what I want to see. Maybe 15 total times in the match, but not 15 times in a row, okay? Let's not have no John Cena Suplex City recap rerun of that. I appreciate it. It's good for the highlight reel. Let's not do it ever again. Unless it's like Sami Zayn. You can say... Alright, guys, see... This is the thing. This needs to be a lot of low impact physical moves, whether it's slams, whether it's power bombs, whether it's spine busters, whether it's suplexes, whether it's, you know, shots at the turnbuckle. A lot of low impact physical moves that make it look like an aggressive physical match. That's what I want to see out of it. If I have to choose one, preferably, I'm always going to go with the legends. The mega stardom of Oba Femi, though, I don't think can be slowed down, and I don't think that Brock Lesnar's in the position right now to do it. Although, adding a win against Oba Femi, in my opinion, on the resume in a Hell in a Cell match would look pretty impressive for Brock Lesnar, even before going out. I don't know that that's going to be the most popular decision if they go that way. And I think more WWE-esque is for them to have Brock Lesnar lose at SummerSlam in his hometown to the next megastar. And then, you know, we go forward. So that being said, I'm going to go with Oba. I think this is me voting with my wallet, because I think that the money is on Oba Femi. So I'm gonna go with what I think WWE is going to do. My opinion, I think that Brock is that close to being the legitimate greatest WWE superstar of all time. Just needs a couple more things on his resume to make it untouchable, you know. And I don't think he's in that position to go a little bit further to make that happen. And the mega stardom of Oba Femi, like I said, not going to be slowed down at this point. So, where are you going? What do you think is going
to
happen?
I think I'm going to have to agree with you. Only because I'm not the biggest Brock Lesnar fan.
I love Brock. I think he's a legend, but...
I do believe Brock Lesnar is a legend. It's just he traumatized me. Like, one of my first years of watching wrestling by, like... beating up Cody Rhodes has traumatized me a lot in wrestling too, and I'll talk about that later. But I've always been very I don't know, I haven't been a Brock Lesnar fan. So, but the points that you made about Oba are very true. I do believe Oba is going to become a huge main event star sooner or later, and I think he's going to win it.
I mean, because let's be honest, we're tired of Roman versus Brock. But Oba versus Roman?
Yeah.
Oba versus Cody? Crazy. Oba versus CM Punk? Those are matches that...
Oba in the main event card makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. It makes money and sense. Yeah. And that is what the WWE is about. Well, not so much about making sense sometimes, but sometimes. Sense as in C-E-N-T-S. They're going to make sense. So that being said, we have two matches left. We have the Women's World Championship match, and we have the Undisputed WWE Championship match, which obviously we're going to go the Undisputed WWE Championship last because it's expected to be the main event.
Yeah, that one or Brock and Nova.
That one or Brock and Nova in the cell, which if it's going to be Brock and Nova, we can expect an absolute banger.
I also heard that guarantee Cody and that. CM Punk are going to be in a street fight, allegedly. I don't know if that was true or not.
I can't wait to... I have a mouthful, first of all, for the way that this build-up has gone with CM Punk and Cody Rhodes. Guys,
I can't wait to talk about that.
I'm going
to
absolutely flame this feud because I...
Flame it?
Yeah, I have not liked the way the feud... I love the feud. The two faces is... It looks like it should be, but... Let's just talk about it first, right?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it EO and Liv after. Because... Cody Rhodes versus CM Punk. Bro, Cody Rhodes is my favorite. I love Cody Rhodes. The three-piece suits, the American Nightmare, even the neck tattoo. People don't like the neck tattoo. I think it takes a lot of courage to get that neck tattoo. Man, come on now. You make yourself a brand by putting, like, that's commitment, dedication to your craft and what you're doing. I respect that. I would never go get... Mia made it on my neck, would you?
I hope, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's commitment. That being said, Cody Rhodes, I think, might be one of my favorite wrestlers at all. This gimmick right here, what of all time. Okay? Let's put that on the table first and foremost. CM Punk, best in the world. One of the greatest ever.
Always.
I just said that these are two of the greatest to ever do it, and their feud, promo battle, and mic war has been nothing but brother, little brother, I love you. I'm going to fight somebody I love. I respect you. I love you. I'm going to break your heart. It's like...
Well, I've been seeing people say...
I don't want to hear that.
We're getting...
from I don't want to hear that.
That their last promo was like... That one of the promos was like... very
got more edgy, it got better. I think I saw it, and that's the type of stuff but even more so, I guess, where my criticism lies a little bit further, because CM Punk, we all know he can do it all.
Yeah,
not particularly a fan that this is the direction that it's going, but nonetheless it makes sense, it's working, and it's gonna be a great match.
Yeah,
that I want to say. Me personally, the non-empath that I am, don't necessarily care much for I love you, I'm sorry that I'm gonna have to beat you up. Like,
let's gosh, have y'all a are messed up for making fun of Cody crying,
let's have a competitive duel way. Let's see who's the best. And that's what I think. I love Cody, again, favorite gimmick of all time, but I think Cody's character struggles with the fact or with the idea of going out there and talking like he is better than everybody, not in a heel way, just you have to beat me in a competitive way. And he says it a little more like, I need to beat you because I need to prove something to not only myself or not only to you guys, but to myself, because he has to prove it to himself that he's that good. Bro, you're that good. You're
but
that guy already.
Face, so that's his whole thing.
Yeah, I guess, especially where I don't want to see him go heel. I don't want
to
see him go heel.
Okay, I was just about to mention that.
No. But I would like to see a little bit of in-betweener tendencies.
I have been seeing,
you know, where you can tell this guy, hey, I'm the best because I'm holding the title.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're not the best because you're not. And that, like the Sami Zayn promo battle where Sami was on the verge of tears about it. Tell me the truth. You're my friend. Tell me the truth. I want to know the truth. He said, you want to know the truth? You want to know why they're saying Sammy sucks? Is because you do suck right now. That's a Cody that I think would get over with people without him even having to go heel. Just honest. I am the best because I'm holding this belt and the belt proves it. I don't think he always translates that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's my only criticism with Cody. Other than that, 9 out of 10. It's just that one. But I don't think this is where this ends.
Me either.
Yeah, I don't think this is the last time we see this.
I definitely do think it's going to keep going after this, and I do hope that it does, because I've liked it. I've liked the build-up recently. My girls that are on TikTok, y'all know what I'm talking about. This has been... The edits have been insane. Like, they have me, like, gagged.
And that's a beautiful thing about the WWE, is the entertainment. That's what the promos are for. Are for the edits.
It has been a... Gosh, I can't even say that, because it's just like you would have to understand it.
An emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. But I have been seeing, like,
Cody's a relatable guy.
That's my boy. Yes, I'm a Cody. I saw someone was like, I'm a Cody son the other day, and I was like, dude, me too. Honestly. I'm a
Cody kid.
But again, Cody. I do think that it's gonna continue from here, but a lot of people have been like, they're both baby faces, technically. CM Punk's been more on the good guy side recently, so is Cody. There's going to be a heel turn here or there. Sometime. And a lot of people are like, it's not going to be CM Punk. CM Punk just turned back into a baby face recently. Correct me if I'm wrong. And a lot of people are like, well, it's going to be Cody. Cody's going to turn into a bad guy. He's been kind of edging it on this whole entire promo, and for Darren's sake, I hope it's not tonight.
Dude, I'll lose my mind if Cody goes heel, and it'll not be in like a good
John
way.
Cena all over again.
It'll be like John Cena times 100. Nah, John Cena's mentally crippled me for a good like month. I'm not gonna lie. I would just be thinking about it like randomly at work. I'd just be like, I can't believe John Cena went in 15 minutes past. I didn't even know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I remember going to a tennis tournament afterwards, and I was just like,
out of focus. So could not crazy. Even.
Didn't even make it.
This is not real life. No, but does Cody really even, does he really need a heel turn? Like I said, I just gave you the formula for what to do. He doesn't have to be a heel. Just the coolest WWE superstars were always in-betweeners.
Yeah.
But I guess you can't be an in-betweener if you don't go heel first.
Yeah.
But he was a heel. Dashing Cody Rhodes. Undashing Cody Rhodes.
But I think Legacy since that Cody was Rhodes. A...
10 years ago, 15 years ago.
That was a very long time ago. And I feel Cody has developed so much since his Stardust incident.
I'm not... The incident is crazy.
His
shout out to you though, Cody, because now you're the best. Now you're the I would have retired.
Sniped everyone.
I would have retired.
Whole place going down.
Burn it down. So, I guess what would it be, billionaire Cody?
Probably, right? Or like some unless he turns Cody. The American Nightmare into a nightmare, and he just starts to, like not. In like
turn into
a creepy
like,
way,
a bad man,
but just like terrorizing.
I mean,
like,
a bad guy Batman.
I don't know if you've seen his videos from AEW, like where he was like possessed Cody, and he was just like terrorizing everyone. He was just evil.
I haven't.
Like he wasn't like possessed, but they'd call him possessed because he was just terrorizing everyone.
I guess that's the thing. He doesn't even look like that kind of guy either. That's the thing is that.
They're so funny.
That's the thing is, I guess you can't really show your range until you are given the opportunity to go heel. Because that's where you're able to explore different characters, gimmicks, stuff like that. I mean, and obviously he's already gone through all that. The Stardust character, like how much more exploring is there to do? You know what I mean? Dashing Cody Rhodes, undashing Cody Rhodes, Legacy was the beginning. Like... Does he really need to? I mean, what's he going to go? Like 5, 6 more years? 7 more years? Max? Like, I mean, that is a long time in WWE time.
I heard a rumor.
Does he need a heel turn?
This better just be a rumor. Again, this whole studio will go down with me if it isn't. If people are like that, Cody Rhodes said that this may be his last contract. But I don't... Allegedly, because the same thing, Becky Lynch said the same thing. But there's proof of her saying that. Y'all could just be lying on Cody's name.
He said he didn't want to go past 40.
No. He's about to hit his 40s.
Past 40?
But he also said he didn't want to go past a certain age. And then he extended his
contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
During the We Want Cody situation.
But I know he... Yeah, exactly. During the We Want Cody... I mean, which...
Legendary.
I was... Yeah, shit. We were part of it. We were on that We Want Cody train.
Dude, putting it in my Instagram all the
proud,
time.
Proud Cody crybabies over here. Always. During that time.
I'm a Cody son.
Man. That's... Again, I love presidential Cody. So, you know what I mean? I feel like that's what his gimmick is. It's like... the first corporate good guy.
Yeah.
You know, like... And not even like that, but like the first suit and tie good guy. Because
yeah,
Cena was always a corporate good guy. There's been others, etc. But he's a suit and tie. Like, he retires, he goes straight into, like, you know, front office stuff for the WWE. Yeah. Like, and he'll fit right in. He's very corporate, very presidential. It's I feel like that's a gimmick. It's I'm not going to say anything wrong. Everybody loves me. I love everybody, even if they don't love me. I can't wait to hear a little bit more edge from Cody Rhodes. I think that's what's missing in his character, and that's what will make him even more relatable. To go heel, he should have been this guy right here. Like, just too nice. I think people already don't like you because you're too nice. That's natural heat. You're welcome.
But my friend just sent me a Cody Rhodes and CM Punk edit right now.
An edit?
Have it playing on my phone.
I'll send it to the Discord, guys, if y'all want to.
Please don't send it to the Discord.
But CM Punk, on the other hand, let's talk a little bit more about CM Punk. CM Punk, best in the world. Married to one of the greatest female wrestlers, or at least most impactful female wrestlers of all time. Current WWE champion. Is it too soon to lose a title here?
Guys, don't take it off of Cody.
Two things. Is it too soon to lose a title here? And if he does retain it, who do you think his next challenger is? And if your answer is not Drew McIntyre, are you wrong? Uh-huh. Can you imagine?
Didn't they already
go for... CM Punk beats Cody Rhodes. Did they?
No, I might be. I think I'm tripping out.
They might have once.
I think I'm losing my mind.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, especially now, because even if they did, they kept it going. Because I know CM Punk...
Still don't like each other.
It feels like it started around the time CM Punk screwed him over for the... Money in the Bank thing. When he cashed in, won 17 seconds later, 26 seconds later.
Lost it.
No longer the champ. I feel like it's been going on since then. And that was 2 WrestleManias ago, right?
Yeah, it's been...
So it's been 2 years. If I'm not mistaken, they might have fought one time.
Or for the title?
Or it wasn't for the title, right? It was just
straight... They were in the Hell in a Cell match was one of them.
Yeah, because Drew hasn't had a title since. So did he fight CM Punk?
Did Cody not take it from him?
From Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Look it up.
Okay, guys, I know that he was champ because I remember my group chat, like, going crazy about this. He might have lost... Was Drew...
McIntyre? CM Punk, Drew McIntyre... Matches for title. Let's find out. Let's ask... Never mind.
Google?
Yeah, we'll ask Google.
It says the last time he had it was January 9th, 2026.
That was
March
Drew?
2026. He won January 9th, defeating Cody Rhodes in a 3 Stages of Hell match on SmackDown. And then he lost it on March 6th, 26, dropping the title back to Cody Rhodes on a SmackDown.
And then Drew McIntyre and CM Punk have fought at SummerSlam 2024 for the championship with Seth Rollins as a guest referee. The Bash in Berlin in 2024, CM Punk defeats Drew McIntyre in a strap match. And then CM Punk defeated that. Drew McIntyre in a Hell in a Cell, ending the rivalry. CM Punk ended up taking it 2-1. But yeah, those were both, all three of those were for the title 2 years ago. So this is 2 years later.
For the title?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I would say they were just
intensely personal rather than title focused.
Yeah.
So yeah, no.
They haven't fought for the title.
This would be the, so Drew McIntyre is not even there right now. He hasn't been on TV.
He has not.
Either brand. CM Punk beats Cody Rhodes seconds after into the celebration. It's possible we hear Drew McIntyre's music and he returns and he challenges.
I have been hearing people say returns. There is going to be a return either night. But I haven't heard Drew McIntyre. I've been hearing like Kevin Owens. Like, how long has Kevin Owens been gone? Because I feel like he's been gone for like,
I don't want to say what I'm thinking.
Yeah, don't say what you're saying. I think my brother forgets he's a public figure and it can just like end his career like that.
I have, guys, I like what I like and I don't like what I don't like. The beauty of America is you can disagree with me.
I'm still mad at Kevin Owens because I really liked Ezekiel and then he shot him and then I was just like never the same again. And then I really liked Elias, and then he sent Elias away too.
I want to hear Zeke speak.
That was so sad. I'll never forget the my first wrestling show. He was supposed to fight Kevin Owens, and they took it off the match or the card last minute, and I was so sad.
That's so funny, bro. Oh,
man. It was like, I really like this guy in the tidy whities with the armbands. He seems like a nice guy.
That being said, who wins tonight? Cody Rhodes, CM Punk. Who do you want to win? What do you think happens?
You can go first.
I'm going to take Cody.
Okay,
strap my boy back up. I don't care if he loses it in 4 weeks after and give him another title another title on that resume and keep building it.
Give it to
Appreciate
Cody?
You, CM Punk, yeah.
But the thing is, for me, if they give Cody the title again, they can't just have him hold it anymore. Because the last time he had the title, he really just held it. He rarely defended it. It got to a point where I forgot he was... You can take this. My phone's not on.
That is true.
He kind of just had it. Actually. He was kind of just a placeholder. The same way, you know, like in NXT, with the women's title, whenever they needed to give it to someone, they'd give it to Roxanne. Over and over. Same thing with Oba. Over and over and over. That's the same thing that... I don't want Cody in that
And I
situation.
Guess that's the thing is, CM Punk's not really somebody you have to do that for.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more... I'm going Cody because he's my personal favorite, and I need to make up for how I absolutely cooked him at the beginning of this segment, okay?
Crazy.
So, I love
he's
you,
He's just
Cody.
An emotional fella.
I don't know where that came from, Cody. But
got angry.
Like I said, I am rooting for Cody, but I do think CM Punk is gonna win. I think there's far more interesting matchups to be explored with CM Punk than there is Cody Rhodes at the current moment.
I do believe
send
CM
Cody
Punk.
to the United States Championship picture. Why not?
He's the American Nightmare. Give him the U.S. title.
Yeah.
I do believe CM Punk is going to win. Just because he just got it. Just recently, I think it's too soon to take it off of him again. And Cody, I love Cody Rhodes so much. That's literally my dad. We're literally related. But for the sake of my friends who love me so, I'm going to go with CM Punk.
What they need to do is pair up Brock and Cody before Brock retires.
Well, they tried that. Remember?
They did. They did. It didn't work out too well, did it?
Trauma. Always traumatizing me, Cody.
Speaking of things not working out too well, we are going to go into a break before the last segment because we do not want our podcast to not work well. So 10 minutes before the event starts, Mia, we'll go through this one. Give it a little 10 minutes. And this thing will be out at 5:30, guys, for everybody who's listening late. enjoy your SummerSlam. We will be back on the other side, and we will talk about Liv Morgan versus Io Sky. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the show and welcome back to the main event segment of the evening, and that is, fortunately or unfortunately, Io Sky and Liv Morgan. Now, it should have been CM Punk and Cody Rhodes, but sorry, guys, I went on a little rant about Cody Rhodes, and
it just led to one thing.
One thing led to another, and there we were. But
yeah,
best for last. When you're that iconic, you probably don't even need to have your match talked about, because we know
who's
going to win.
We didn't even talk about CM Punk as much as we talked about Cody.
We didn't.
We just, like...
That's okay, because we
know
it's
okay, he would
gonna,
understand.
Well... What talking about CM Punk, we talked about the Drew McIntyre thing.
True.
I think that's where the and the fact that there's a lot more opportunities at better feuds, and it wasn't a lot to say as much. I
WWE,
think I took up
give
most
Cody
of
Rhodes a chance.
Give Cody a chance, guys. Come on now. Put him in the tag team title picture with Ryan Garcia and watch what
crazy
happens.
Crazy. That, that
being said,
that.
You see, I'm just getting ahead of myself all
Bro's
over the place.
I was
I was going to make a joke about Ryan Garcia and us not talking about him, and it just came out, and just getting way too ahead of myself at this point. And that's two jokes already that I've ruined because I just got too far ahead of myself. The comedic timing,
you'll
not
hear about
it today.
It tomorrow.
Not him today, bro. All right, that being said, Trouble.
My queen.
That's the next person we're going to talk about. Liv Morgan, Io Sky. Ian loves Io Sky, by the way.
Ian loves Io Sky.
So shout out to her and the bright, fun colors, because she knows what she's doing and it worked. Io is Ian's new favorite wrestler at the current moment. So, well, first favorite wrestler. Mine, on the other hand, is Liv Morgan. Sorry.
Mine too.
Liv Morgan versus Io Sky for the Women's World Championship match. And before you even say anything, remember, Liv Morgan is cursed. Now go ahead, and who do you think's gonna win? What do you think happens? Where does this go?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been seeing a lot of hate towards my glorious queen, Liv Morgan.
Tell them, Mia.
Listen, she's never done anything wrong in her whole entire life. I love her.
Go queen.
I love my sister in Christ, Liv Morgan. Gosh,
I need to leave Liv alone, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Leave her alone,
guys. When you're that iconic, you don't have to defend your championship, ever.
Ever. Roman didn't.
Exactly.
And y'all didn't care because he was a man. Hey. That's exactly what's happening right now.
You see,
I'm
guys,
so
y'all
mad.
Are turning me up. Y'all are getting her turned
I'm
up.
I'm seeing red. Right now. I have smoke coming out of my nose. I completely forgot Liv was cursed, but when you're so, like, iconic, cursing doesn't work on you, okay? And it only, okay, she only lost to Io at Queen in the Ring because she wasn't locked in. Okay, she was distracted.
Curses don't exist.
They don't exist. She's a woman of God. Amen. Guys.
Period.
Liv's gonna win. I don't care what anybody says. If she does, I don't want to say it, but there's no other possibility. She is gonna win. You can't give it back to Io.
Before Mia enters full crash out mode, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all woke something up in me.
Io Sky.
Playing in my face.
How many times has she held the women's world championship? Twice? Right? In that little stretch, she won it in the triple threat. And then she lost it, and then she won it again, if I'm not mistaken.
What's the heavyweight championship?
Women's World Heavyweight, yeah. The reason I say that is because there is always an opportunity when it comes to the Judgment Day. You can put them in any kind of storyline. Always an opportunity for Liv to lose a championship. And it won't hurt her one single bit. Plus, on top of that, there is not one single thing you can do wrong by making Io a transitional champion into the next championship that you want.
Yeah. It says that she's held it once.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. She had the WWE too.
Yes, she had both of them.
So the WWE, yeah. So it wouldn't hurt to have Io win it and in a month or two lose it again. That would not hurt her character either. So I think either way you go here, either it depends on the direction that you want to go after the fact. Obviously, I think with the Judgment Day, they are kind of playing into the whole Danhausen thing with the Judgment Day getting cursed. I fear that it's going to lead into eventually all of them losing everything because of the curse. It depends on how strong the curse is, right? So we need to figure out and we need to wait and see how strong this curse is, how impactful it is when it comes to her match tonight. Is Danhausen going to show up? I think it's fair to say Dominic Mysterio is going to try to interfere. The mini Housens are going to show up, run Dominic Mysterio out of the arena. I fear Liv Morgan's going to get distracted. She's going to get hit with the move. Io's going to take it. She's going to win the world championship tonight.
So me and my friend are talking about Cody and CM Punk right now.
Not what I want to happen. Although I love Io, I think Io is one of the most flawless WWE superstars in the business.
Definitely.
Character, personality, everybody loves her. You don't get any negative anything about Io, nor from her.
My queen.
Great in the ring.
Great person.
Can't really cut a promo, but I mean, you know, we understand. We know, we understand. There is not one single person in that women's locker room who is a better transitional champion than Io Sky.
Yeah.
And putting that championship on her 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times to where her resume ends up with 5 to 7 championships between the two of them, the WWE and the World Championship, all day. Give it to me all day. That being said, it'll take the sting a little bit out of Liv losing the championship. Still do not want to see it happen. Yeah. My pick is Liv. It's locked in. I'm going to be doing some extra praying here in a little bit to make sure that curse is not even because, oh my God, please, bro.
I think
if she does lose it, is she hurt?
Who?
Liv?
Liv?
Is that why she's not defending her championship? Is that why they're not like, it's been 100 days already?
When did she win the title? She won it, It's Coming to Me in Pieces. She won it.
Was it in Saudi?
No. She beat Rhea for it?
Keep going. Let me look it up.
I just hope... Who could Liv go on to next? Feud-wise. Because I have been seeing people say tonight's the end of Roxanne and Liv. Simply for the...
She beat Becky... Nope, my bad. Sometimes the internet, man. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's like that one time where we Googled
Stephanie
something.
Stephanie McCare at WrestleMania.
Oh, okay, yeah. I remember that.
So since WrestleMania, she hasn't defended it.
She hasn't defended it?
May, June, July. 3.5 months.
Google's really bad at their information, guys.
They're really bad.
I remember one time we mentioned we Googled something about Sasha Banks and it was like she held the Money in the Bank briefcase for like months or something and I was like, I don't remember this happening.
That being said, I mean, it very much is a possibility tonight that Liv Morgan gets attacked by the mini Housens, or not attacked, but distracted.
Crazy. And what is a man doing here?
I feel like Liv Housen might lose her championship tonight.
He also owes Dom, JD, and Liv human money. He owes them like $1 million or something. Oh, like, man. He's in debt right now, and they
is
were
the
like,
judge, "Is the Judgment Day gonna kidnap Danhausen and all of a sudden start cursing everybody?"
Dude, they were. It was so funny. I was watching it the other day with Dad, and they like cornered him in the back, and JD was like, "I'll break your face," and it was like Disney Channel bullying for the money,
for the human monies,
and so.
For $1 million human monies is crazy, though. Danhausen's being a thiefhausen.
Crazy, by the way. I don't want Liv to lose. Simply, she is my favorite female wrestler at the moment. No one will ever top my girl Becky, but Liv Morgan has easily taken over everyone's number one spot. And I've liked her since day one. So none of y'all better be freaking fake fans liking her now.
Here's another thing before we start wrapping up this final segment. Money in the Bank is next.
Is it next?
I believe Money in the Bank's the next pay-per-view.
Oh.
Premium live event. I apologize. Great. That being said, Io could very much win it. Liv enters the Money in the Bank and then comes back around for it at WrestleMania. Or before. I can't wait for Money in the Bank. There's going to be some serious decisions to make when it comes to Money in the Bank and who's going to win it.
I hope it's Roxanne, but we'll get into that later.
Please.
But a lot of people are saying the Judgment Day's breaking up soon because, like, they have been saying that for a while.
I mean, it's...
Ever since Finn left.
It's going to happen eventually.
I can't wait to talk about Finn Balor tomorrow. I am shaking.
That's the thing.
With excitement.
There are some good matches. Before we make our final pick, I already made my pick, but have you made your pick?
Liv Morgan.
Okay, yeah.
I'm but, going you know, to. Honorable mention to EO because I'm Ian.
I love EO, bro, and I will not be upset if EO wins tonight. Outside of a little bit. I'll be a little bit upset. But that being said, the Liv Revenge Tour is kind of over. She kind of took everything, did everything. Is the World Tour over at this point? So I guess that's what we'll be waiting to see. Danhausen.
I'm really shaking.
If you curse Liv Morgan and she loses tonight.
But he does fight Dom tomorrow.
The next time I show up on this podcast, it will not be pretty. It will not be pretty for you, Mr. Housen.
Or the mini Housens.
So it'll be either you uncurse Liv Morgan or you owe the Mia made a podcast human monies as well. So, yeah,
exactly. I avoid saying his name because I have messed up. Like, I butchered it before and I got clowned on for, like, I got quoted in our Discord one time, like, quote Mia Grace, and it was like how she pronounced the name.
Uh-oh.
I don't ever want to do it again.
That being said, guys, Mia made it. You said that you were going with Liv Morgan, right?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, that is the end of this. That is the end of this episode. Thank you for tuning in. This is SummerSlam, August 1st and 2nd. Mia, before we head out, read off the, pull up the match card for number two.
I'm really
for
shaking.
Night number
I'm
two.
I'm so excited.
And give us the match card from night number two, and we'll sign off and we'll get out of here.
I haven't been this excited for a WWE event in a long time.
It is a really stacked two nights, I'm not going to lie.
So for night two, we have six different matches, starting with the Intercontinental Championship match with Penta versus Chad Gable. Then we have Dominic Mysterio versus Danhausen. Stressful. That was scary.
Here we go.
And then we have a WWE Women's Championship ladder match with Charlotte Flair, Jade Cargill, Chelsea Green, Tiffany Stratton, and a mystery woman.
Lash Legend.
Is it Lash Legend?
Yeah, she just got in on Friday.
My queen. Then we have a United States Championship match. Trick Williams versus Baron Corbin. I'm really shaking. And then we have...
Bum-ass Baron Corbin.
Then we have a...
you're going to hear it for... They're going to hear it about that one tomorrow. Y'all going to hear
He's
it.
He's not happy.
We're going to be upset.
Then we have a WWE Championship number one contender match with Sami Zayn versus Finn Balor. I am shaking.
Finn versus CM Punk would be...
Then... Guys, this match. Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins in the world... For the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I'm literally shaking.
Ooh. Man, what a good two nights of match card right here.
I have to drink so much tea tomorrow because my throat is going to hurt.
Me too.
Y'all are putting everybody on this card. I'm
shaking. And they will be twisted. Shout out to Twisted Tea.
I can't drink that.
Mia can't drink.
I'm a minor.
Yeah. Mia's not allowed to drink till she's 36 years old and married. That being said, guys, thank you for tuning in. This has been the SummerSlam episode of the Mia Made It podcast. SummerSlam live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This has been Mia Made It. Of course, myself, D.I.G., the D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports podcast. Enjoy your SummerSlam weekend, and we are going to enjoy our Signs and Sports SummerSlam Saturday and Sunday. So, guys, thank you, and we will catch you on the next one.